I have heard them call you many, many names. Prince of Peace and Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But there is a name so wonderful that fits you perfectly. The precious Rose of Sharon says it all magnificent. Now why the rose, someone might ask, and I would say, it is a perfect piece of God's love on display. And the land of Sharon, when in bloom, so beautiful it was. So the Rose of Sharon is a
good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to day 28 of Verses of Victory. I am so glad that you are with me. This is His Song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson. And let's see what day 28 has to say. By the way, that was Magnificent Rose. That's my dear niece Alana singing. And wonderful voice. Day 28. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And that is John 14. Verse 2 through 3, John 14, verse 2 through 3, the King James Version. What better sign of victory than for God to invite us to His house to live with Him forever? That is an amazing gift. This verse not only tells us we are invited to His house, but also tells us that He has prepared a place for us. If we can just hold on, hold out, stay faithful, and seek God with all our hearts, we can be assured of living with Him forever and ever. Amen. Let's go ahead and do personalized practice and proclaim. What does this verse mean to you? What does John 14, verse 2 through 3 mean to you? I can tell you that since I've written this, it means even so much more because I know that God is here with me all the time. And He's with you all the time. No matter what your situation, no matter what it looks like, He is with you and He loves you. So that's what it means to me. And I'll be talking more about that later. But practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And proclaim. Will you pray with me this prayer of victory over your situation? For God is with us always, 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 and we are with Him. He lives in us. Christ Jesus lives in us. Dear Lord, thank you for the promise you gave that you go to prepare a place for me. Help me not only to rejoice in the blessing you have given me on this earth, but always to look forward to being with you in my heavenly home. I declare, Lord, that it will be wonderful and marvelous when I live with you face to face, side by side. Amen. With that, I just want to say have a wonderful, wonderful day. So blessed today, and I'm so thankful to everyone who's just been there for me. Just thank you so much, and I'll be chatting with you. A friend of mine says that all the time, so had to throw that in there. But anyway, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye now.